When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, everybody, to The Psychologists Are In. I am Maggie Lawson.
And I'm her podcast partner in crime, Timothy Elmondson.
And this week, we've got one of our favorites on the show. Oh, we love him so much. That's right. We've got Kurt Fuller. As you know, we are still not talking about you know what, but on this episode, we get a treat seeing one of our best friends who's currently slumming it up in England. We hope you all enjoy. What is this beautiful place behind you?
Yes, I'm in England. We've bought a little second place in England, and I'm here. I've been here for almost a month, and my wife has been here for several months.
I love this.
Yeah.
I love this.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I have more friends in 2 weeks than I've made in 30 years in Los Angeles. I mean, people, you know, that says a lot about me. But, okay. You know, I've been in New York. I've hardly been in L.A., just so you know. So
I do give you, I'll cut you some slack there.
Yeah, so you're right. Is your
17th century home that you're living in now?
Well, let's see. I guess if it would be 18th century because it was built in the 1700s. Is that right?
Yeah.
I was wrong.
It was built in 1730. The wood you see above along my head is from 1730, and the balcony is not. But that was something they added. But there's beams. If you saw it, there's beams all over the place. Beams and windows. That's what it is.
Yeah, let's compare Kurt's beams to my beams. His are
you know what?
In the 1700s. Mine are. Fake. Mine are 20 years old.
Are those the fake ones that just have like the thing around them?
Yes.
Those are real beams. I've been to that. Oh, yeah. I understand. But they look good. They look real. Well, as do you, Tim. So, and you, Maggie.
You look very real too, Gert. Maggie, you look amazing.
Ah, thanks. Maggie.
I appreciate that. The looking is the most important part of, you know me.
You know, Kurt, and maybe you probably do know this, but maybe you don't. I don't know. We spend the first few minutes usually just like complimenting each other. That's sort of what we do. So you're fitting right in. Like that is, we just say, man, you look great. By the way, Tim, you do look great. And Kurt, you do too.
You do.
Kurt, you know.
Well, I've been on the golf course.
Yeah, but you're both aging like fine wines. Not that you're even aging, but like.
Bless you, my friend.
It's true.
I feel inside, I just am in pain, total pain. Everything hurts.
Yeah,
right. Everything. Maggie, you look fabulous too, honey.
Thanks.
When doesn't she, Kurt? When doesn't she?
Oh, man. I've definitely not looked my best lately. I've been in moving madness you know how moving is? It's just, it's never ending. You feel like, it's like you feel like you've finished the last of all the boxes or whatever. And then like you open a closet and forget that you've put 8 in there that you just didn't want to think about for a little while. So it's endless moving right now, but it's good. And I'm very happy here, but I decided to, you know, I did put a little makeup on for you guys today.
Oh, and nice.
Hair a little bit. Yeah. So, you know,
speaking of moving, can I just say something that I didn't realize? When you moved, you took all your stuff and you took it to your new place and you're putting it around, you're making it fit. The stuff that doesn't work, you're putting away. Coming here, I didn't bring anything. We didn't bring anything. We've had this.
Amazing.
It was an empty shell. And it's just the amount of things that I took for granted and the little things, the certain knife so I can cut all the little things that we count on, we haven't gotten them all, but we've had to get, and just finding chairs that are comfortable, just finding creature comforts. As I get older, comfort means everything.
Kurt, have you unboxed the photos of me?
Yes. Tim, I've got headshots of you from the last 30 years all over the place. Absolutely, they're everywhere.
I mean, Maggie went up a few floors. You went across the ocean.
You went so far. But like, I know you're happy there. That makes me happy.
I am. And, you know, I also am we've kept our place in LA. So I'm coming back to LA. I mean, I'm not leaving forever. But while it's 100 in,
I just said, yay, you're not leaving forever. You're going to come see me at some point.
No, I'm not. Tim, I'm sorry. I am going to come and see you. I feel terrible. I have to say, you're so, I mean, because I haven't spoken to you in a while, you have improved 100% since the last time I heard you speak. So whatever's happening, it's good.
Thanks, buddy.
He's also walking up a storm.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. I am. Yeah, I'm walking.
I'm finding it harder to walk. Good for you, man. That's great. I played golf. They almost had to call an ambulance for me here. Getting old. You'll see, Maggie. You know, you'll get old.
I'm right there, guys. Well, first off, let's say our welcomes. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Kurt.
Oh.
Hi, Kurt. Maggie.
Hi, Tim. How are you? Wow. I feel like I'm part of a secret club.
You are, actually. It is a secret club.
You absolutely are.
So we'll get to the rest in a second, but Kurt, who now is in England, by the way, who's talking to us, it's 8:30, 9 o'clock at night.
That's right.
Are you ready to podcast the shit out of it with us?
I am. I'm ready to podcast the shit out of it with you two. And I couldn't think of two better people to do it with. So, yes.
Because Kurt, I'm going to say, we are giving you the honor of being the first guest in our new pivot format.
Yeah. A first guest post strike. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I know.
There's
so many things we can't say. I don't even know what we can say. I hope you guys do.
I think that's all still, I think it is a little... New information continues to come out, so we are mm-hmm. doing our best with new every bit of new info that is coming out. As of now, we will not be talking about the show, but we know that we can talk to people. We can talk to people about like kind of bodies of work and their time in the industry. It was interesting because I was and I was like also one of the things Tim talked about last time, which was such a I didn't know this about you, Tim, was that the fund, the SAG-AFTRA, or the Motion Picture Fund was so helpful to you post that thing that happened that was in all the papers.
Yes, indeed.
Yes. And how important these funds are to people during times like this. Because, you know, there's the entertainment community fund that's happening right now, the SAG-AFTRA fund that we just saw that today The Rock, I guess, donated like seven figures to.
He beat me to it, by the way. I'm upset about that. I really am. Because I had written the check and now I can't do it.
So it took so much longer for the mail, for the post.
I know. But I want you to know, I thought of it first, I feel.
Yeah. Well, and the check will get there eventually, right?
Well, a check will get there. Yes. Not that check.
We'll get there. Yes.
To be honest, I have contributed to that fund and I think we all should, those who can, for those who can. Yeah.
Yeah. It affects everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. And, we're all responsible for each other.
We are. We're in this together. We are all in this together. How could I calculate this? Were you an actor in you were acting in during the first strike or no? Wasn't there an actor strike in the
first
80s? SAG strike? Yes. Were you in SAG at the time? Yeah.
I was just starting out. In fact, I'd gotten my first pilot and it got canceled because of that strike.
Because of the strike. Wow. Yes. Okay.
Which at the time was devastating because you fight so hard for every job.
Yeah.
But I will say that, and I think this is true, and I'll bet, Tim, although you're quite a bit younger than me, you feel the same way, because we both, you know, we both went job to job to job for a long time. Little job, little job, little this, little that. And if things then were like they are now, I wouldn't have been able to do it. If I was starting out now and had the exact same career arc that I had, I wouldn't have been able to, I wouldn't have been able to make, I mean, I had second and third jobs for years, but I would have had to just have jobs and had no time for acting to make a living, because LA is expensive. And when you start to act, what you're saying is the odds of me having a career are one in 300,000, let's say. The odds are that I'm doing this, I'm giving up my, I'm risking my prime income earning years on this dream, this drive, this desire. And the odds are I'm going to end up as a 50-year-old whatever, but not a professional, because I'm going to be doing, I'm going to be waiting tables or selling cars or, you know, all fine jobs.
Or selling
not,
real estate, like,
or selling real estate, like I did. Yeah.
For a very short amount of time, because you became a big shot, successful actor.
I sold real estate for 9 years before I got my first job. Years.
Wow.
So
could I say real quick, so that pilot got canceled because of the earlier strike. And yet, because you are so good, look at the crew you've had.
Yeah.
So, boom, baby.
Well,
and you also, know, and I love what you're saying too, Kurt, about it being that at the time you could make a living doing that. You could, you know, count on residuals to support yourself, family, you know, those things as well.
Just by being a jobbing actor.
Yeah.
You could do a commercial. You could, I did a Tony the Tiger commercial. Okay. Where I was in the back going, you know, and I just went Tony the Tiger. And that's all I did. And I made in 1980s money, I made $30,000 off that commercial.
Right.
In 2023 money, nobody makes $30,000 off a commercial anymore. It's just all different.
The magic of you get the national that's going to break you, that's going to break you out and pay you for the rest of your life.
There is no national anymore. So, you know,
as we were saying before, when we were starting out, there's sort of that magical age of like, if you could just make it to 40, because 40 was the age when they're going back to school or they're going to work for their mom or dad's company.
Right.
And that's like the breaking point where they're like, I can't do this. I want to have a family. I got to get a quote unquote real job.
That is correct. And you know,
it even got harder to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's people like, I just read something. Somebody did 13 jobs, 13 jobs on shows and did not make $26,000
to make their health insurance.
Wow. Like so that 13 jobs is a career for a lot of people, you know? I mean, that's hard to do in one year.
That is hard to do. That's really hard to do.
Yeah.
That's incredible, honestly.
Yes.
Like that's unheard of, I feel like, these days. So to have done that and not been able to make the health insurance, like that's beyond a working actor. That's like a successful.
Yes.
That's an incredible year.
Like, oh my God, I'm on my way.
Yeah.
No,
totally.
You don't even have insurance. No. Not only are you not on your way.
I mean, 13 guest spots or even co-stars or guest stars or whatever. I mean, that is more than half. That is half of many people's IMDb page.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. And you have to beat out. Maybe it was a day. There were a lot of day jobs in there. I think there probably were. But you have to beat out 50 other people for every one of those jobs.
Yep.
It's really hard to get any kind of job. Yep. And so it's untenable.
Call back, let alone getting a job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's actually really nice to talk to you about this too, Kurt, because you have been in the business for so long and you've seen, you know, changes. I mean, I've seen change. We've seen the changes too, but like even from even like the first strike, as you just say, to now, and how different it is when you used to be able to make a living, you know, as being a job to job to job versus like, you have to have a series. You have to be the lead of a series. I mean, now you're seeing a lot of that too, like actors who were regulars getting bumped down to recurrings in and keeping right. two regulars only and whatever. I feel like this is such a streamer strike. Like, I feel like in a lot of ways, what we're kind of going after are the residuals on streamers. And so I don't know how that is affecting what trickles down into like the network world of a show that had, you know, six series regulars that suddenly just now has two leads. And the four others that were regulars for 2 years are no longer that. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know if it's like a chicken and the egg
thing. I think everybody's involved. Because a lot of networks own a lot of the streamers are owned by networks.
Of course. Yes.
So like going for that, getting that job, getting that pilot, like, and Maggie, you know this, cause you're much more active in pilot season than I have been. Like quotes don't mean anything more. Like they're not even allowed to ask for quotes anymore.
No, really?
You spend your entire as a casting director, and you're just like, we can't even ask.
Really?
You spend your entire career like building up to this quote, building up to this number that you finally is your, this is what I'm worth after two decades or three decades or however
right.
many it's in the career, in the business.
Yeah.
And suddenly they don't matter anymore because they're like, yeah, we don't honor quotes, we don't even ask for them.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Well,
I didn't know that.
Here's the thing. And here's the thing that people have been just, In America, for years, people have been saying, well, the middle class is getting squeezed. There's no middle class anymore. Well, in show business, there's no middle class. You're right. Either struggling or you're doing great.
Or you're killing it. Exactly.
Yeah, you're either killing it.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily have to be a star, but you've got to be killing it.
Yeah.
Or
I want to say, like, it feels like 20 years ago, there was a middle class actor.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about. I think that's what we're kind of saying is like there was a time when you could do 13 guest stars in a year, and that was killing it. That was like, because not only were you doing that, you're making your health insurance, you're getting those residuals every time those shows air,
right.
you're making mortgages and rent and everything. I mean, that mattered. And now it's such a different hustle. And
as it's gotten more expensive to live in Los Angeles,
yes,
we're making less and less. We're not even keeping up with inflation. So
forget about trying to buy your first house, a starter houses.
Yeah. I want to make this clear. I'm not saying poor me. I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about the people who are coming up now who are critical.
Yeah.
They're critical to the health of the business, and for anybody listening, they're critical to what you see. Because if you have crappy actors in these little roles because it drives the talent away because they can't make it, the show's not going to be any good, I promise you. It's not. It's just not. It's going to suck. And then the stars are going to talk and they're going to be good. And then it's going to suck. And
we're striking for the next generation.
We are.
We're striking for everybody. But like we're all in this together, like we said. But this is like the next wave of what is about to happen in the industry. And that's what we're striking for. I'll be honest with you all. Cramps, mood swings, bloating, and acne are never fun. And when it's our time of the month, you know you're either getting one or all of those horrible symptoms. But that's where Mixers comes in. This podcast is sponsored by Mixers. To put it simply, Mixers is a nutritional supplement that helps balance hormones from your first period to your first hot flash. Mixers will be there with you every step of the way. For women searching for PMS relief, Mixers created Her Time. It's the most enjoyable, effective, long-term solution on the market because the ingredients nourish the root cause of hormonal imbalance and eliminate the need for additional costly PMS aids. Mixers started back in 2020 when their CEO, Jess Toulson, had an unsuccessful search for postpartum period relief. After tons of visits to the doctor and various medications, she met holistic health practitioner, Cody Sanders, who created Mixers' first supplement to help balance hormones naturally. Today, the product is known as Her Time. My favorite part about Mixers is that they're for every part of your life, from the first period to your first hot flash. And you all know I love my cute packaging. And the supplement is beyond adorable. It's so cute.
In addition to balancing hormones, Mixers has a dozen products to support women's wellness, from pre- and postnatal supplements to menopause support to a libido booster for sexual wellness. Mixers has the ideal supplement for every woman on earth. Like, what a brilliant company, you all. Are you hearing all of this? Anyway, not sure which Mixers drink is right for you? Take their quiz to ensure you get matched with products designed for your unique wellness goals. And all Mixers products are produced with 100% natural ingredients. They don't use any artificial flavors, colors, or added preservatives, and all of their products are gluten-free. You've heard the buzz about Mixers, but this is your sign to give it a try. Mixers birthday sale is live. Get 15% off site-wide. Plus, if you subscribe, you lock in that 15% discount for the lifetime of your subscription. Are you all hearing this? Are you ready to take your hormone health seriously? Head to mixers.com/pineapple and use code pineapple for additional $5 off your first purchase of hormone-friendly, highly absorbable, delicious drink supplements. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I don't know about you all, but I feel like I've had many times in my life where I've been just very uncertain about where I was going or if I was even on the right path. I feel like I'm kind of in that space right now. And I also feel like therapy can be really helpful in kind of like helping you figure out what feels right and good and aligned to you to move forward. Sometimes in life, we are faced with tough choices and the path forward isn't always clear. In fact, I think a lot of times it's not. Whether you're dealing with decisions around career, relationships, or anything else, therapy helps you stay connected to what you really want while you navigate life so you can move forward with confidence and excitement. Trusting yourself to make decisions that align with your values is like anything. The more you practice it, the easier it gets. I always say this about therapy. I think the greatest thing about it is that it helps you really fortify your relationship with yourself so you can kind of know what that alignment feels like for you. And then, you know, you can kind of correct it when it feels a little bit off or set boundaries or whatever needs to happen at that time. Like learning how to take care of yourself and kind of cope with, oh no, I maybe made the wrong choice here and now I need to kind of fix it or like I need to correct or maybe take a different path altogether. I think therapy is just really, really helpful in getting to know yourself in that way. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. I've said this many times. I've actually done it myself. It is so easy to sign up, and they ask so many questions, which is great because they want to create a safe environment and experience for you. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/pineapple today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/pineapple.
Can I bring up one AI thing?
Yeah.
Okay. AI for you two stands for artificial intelligence, just so you know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Mark.
Little known fact.
Yeah.
But let's say they say, okay, we can own you, all right? Then can they have me or a facsimile of me, an AI, me going, we've got to keep this country pure. We've got to keep people from coming. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's absolutely mind-boggling. It can't happen. It can't happen.
No, and I think that is part of the, you know, there are, as with everything and anything, you know, there's like the positive and the negatives. I watched a video the other day too. I think it was James Vanderbeek who was talking mm-hmm. about it, just sort of
good friend.
Giving
I've talked to him twice.
Oh, okay. But
that's
it was
a good
like,
friend.
He's had this video kind of go viral a little bit of, you know, breaking down the strike and breaking down AI as well of like, you know, there are major benefits for that. But when they talk about using it to replace us
yes.
or to use our likeness in some
to say things and to say things that we would never say.
Yeah.
I don't even understand how that works.
In that case, does your avatar get canceled or do you get canceled? How does that work?
I don't know, but just to own what we can
yeah.
do and our voices, it just,
very scary.
I don't get it.
It's not even an actress now, it's politicians. That's why you really, like, you cannot believe a lot of sometimes what you're seeing now.
Right.
In my brain, my brain goes
saying some horrible anti-Semitic racist thing.
Right.
Yeah.
I also hope that, I mean, because I do have moments of just absolute disbelief where I'm like, that's not going to happen. I want to believe in like the goodness. This is where my little Pollyanna-ish comes in, where I'm like, I want to believe that all these things are going to be used for good and we're going to be able to stop the bad versions and we're going to be able to like, you know, and all of it can exist together and we can all, you know, find some harmony with all of it and nobody's going to get taken advantage of. And I just know that's not true.
No, it's going to land somewhere in the middle between our worst fears and our greatest hopes. It's going to be in the middle.
As always.
Could the Terminator be the robot crushing the human skulls?
Yes, exactly. You know, I mean, who knows?
Who knows? But this is really nice to talk about, actually. And Kurt, you're so like, I love how open you are and how like, this is my favorite thing. I feel like I could bring up any topic to you at any point in time. And A, you would not be shocked. And B, you could speak honestly and openly about it in a way that is just like with everyone. Yes, go on.
Are we about to have a talk about erectile dysfunction?
We can.
Well, I mean, I don't know what you're going to bring up, Maggie. I don't.
I know. And that's what's so exciting about it, right?
Okay. I'm ready for whatever
what's
you
coming
want to talk
next?
About.
Terrible use of words. Terrible use of words. Okay. Well, we can cut that. But anyway.
I cut that.
I am so sorry, listeners, but sometimes it gets Kurt, it's like you, I apologize to everyone. Hey, we have some fan questions. Should we move on to
what?
Some fan questions for Kurt?
Fans of who though? Me?
Fans of you.
Oh.
Man, well, you know we put out a little announcement that Kurt Fuller was going to be on the podcast. And you know the fans were very excited about it. And
it didn't break social media. And
it did.
There's other things going on.
Yeah.
I haven't checked my social media in about 3 years, by the way.
Are you on social media still?
It exists.
What is the best way to get a hold of you now? Are you on the WhatsApping?
Oh, no. I'm on X, which used to be Twitter, formerly known as Twitter.
Right, but if I want to text my friend Kurt in the UK now.
Oh, you can just text me. Just text me. Like you normally do.
Okay, I will be aware
of your other time. I text him all the time.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm asleep, my phone is not in my ear, so it's okay.
Can I talk about how... I mean, I feel like we've told everyone before, maybe we have, maybe that's boring, about how I know Kurt and how we met. Do you know this, Tim?
I don't. I want to hear it. Coffee shop.
Yeah.
We were
both regulars at the same Starbucks.
At the same Starbucks, exactly. On Pico and Westwood.
Yes, it was Pico.
Well, right near Westwood.
All comes back to Starbucks for this group.
That Starbucks is closed now, shut down.
Shut up, really?
Shut down, yep.
You know, Westside Tavern closed as well.
Yes.
And that was like one of the COVID. Best things on the West Side.
That is correct.
That's the other thing. I feel like so many people, that's the sad part. And I do feel that's why these funds are so important. Like we have not recovered from the pandemic still. And now we're hitting this next like move. Anyway, so that's right.
Allison and I constantly say like, because we met in a bar, we were just, you know, waiting tables and bartending. It's like, we could not have made it through the pandemic. Like we're kind of like, what would we have done? We don't have rich other than Uncle Kurt.
Yeah. I don't, but what would you, what do you do? What are people doing now? People who, I don't know. That's why you got to give to the Actors Fund and to, you know, there's people, of course, actors, you know, it's sort of like, I understand people think that actors, they're actors. They're like I'm here in England. People think I, you know, have a chauffeur and a huge mansion and,
you
know, because I'm an actor.
Come on.
Well.
What's your butler's name?
It's my wife, Jessica, unfortunately, that I'm constantly asking to do things for me. And I know people who have been interested have heard this before, but. You know, it's mostly just a job. It's just a regular job. And, you know, it's only glamorous for moments. There are a few high, bright moments that you have. The rest of the time, most people are just scratching and scrambling and trying to, you know.
So we worked in a very, very nice, at times glamorous shoe factory.
Exactly. That is right.
We got, I will say, without mentioning titles or anything else, we got very lucky.
Yes.
You know, with our group that I feel like in the rough times, which we often had, and we were so blessed. Again, I want to say what Kurt said too. Like, we're not talking about, you know, we've been very lucky to have the work that we've had and the show that we were on and, you know, all of that. But there is like a, we got very lucky that I feel like we all took care of each other, even in uncomfortable times or difficult times or all of that as well. And sometimes even that can be really hard. I don't know. I think you all know.
Well, I've got to say, one of the most touching things I ever saw, one of the most astonishing things I ever saw out of a group of people was when Tim had his episode. Mm-hmm. And by episode, I don't mean episode of a show.
Right.
You mean medical episode.
Your medical emergency. The people that we're talking about, the group, the cast,
mm-hmm.
all they cared about was, we've got to do this. And we've got to make sure Tim gets paid. We got to make sure Tim gets his insurance. We got to make sure the love, almost getting emotional, but the love that you, Maggie, and James and Dulay.
And you too, Kurt.
Well, like,
you were a part of all of that.
But you guys have a connection because you are the originators. You were started and you grew up, you came out of the same shell and hatched and together. Yeah. Like little birdies. You hatched out of the shell and then your little wings, you'd wave them, but you couldn't fly. And then suddenly you waved them and you could fly and you flew together.
Neither one of you two beautiful people were in the pilot. And yet, here we are.
That's just right.
The amazing cobblers that we are. If we're working the shoes.
Yeah.
Exactly. To keep the shoes going.
The gorgeous cobblers that we are.
Well, and you know, but it was one of the most enlightening and heartwarming things and life-affirming things to see people rally around that and the love that they all and the real love that I think is what always showed it's bringing back memories that it was pretty amazing.
I gotta say, this group is truly proves the old phrase of, it's not called show friends, it's called show business. Absolutely wrong, because this case, it is friends.
Yep. It absolutely is.
Sometimes it's like we get that lucky. Mm-hmm. And we did.
Yeah.
And it's one of the beautiful things. We love what we do. We do this for love. Like that is where this.
And it's also because we get residual.
I mean, it's
for two.
Yeah.
Okay. Questions, fan questions. It's time for fan questions.
Okay.
Okay. As a very busy actor for decades, how do you feel your work influenced and affected? Your family life over the years.
Oh.
Yeah.
What a good question.
Yeah.
What a good question. Well, I think in the positive, I was able to provide for my family. And I was around, like, I was a traveling salesman, which I was. I was a traveling salesman. I was selling myself. And my job was traveling all around. One of my biggest, the toughest things was I missed the birth of my first daughter. Mm. I was in Toronto. I was in Toronto at the time. But I made up for it by catching my second daughter as she came into this world. Thank God. Who wouldn't want to experience that? What a beautiful sight. I look back on it fondly, but at the time it was, I was just trying not to pass out.
Yeah.
But it was,
but that's a good way to put it. A traveling salesman.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I missed a lot of things.
Yeah.
But I was also home for a lot of things because when you're not working, you're there. You don't have to go away. It's not like I'm gone 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. I was gone, you know, 24 hours for a month or 2 months, and then I'd be home for a month or 2 months. So maybe it evened out, but I missed things that I didn't want to miss. And I think that was tough. But at the same time, if Daddy hadn't been making money, you know, either Mommy would have had to and wouldn't have been there for the kids.
Right.
And
I have to
none of us would have.
Beautiful family. Kurt, you know how much I love you. Your family's just, like.
Well, they take after their dad. They've got the great bone structure. They're quick. They're smart. You know.
Thank God
they don't take after my wife.
Your wife is so great. Jessica is a very talented author and also like just as a human being, like she has a perspective on things that is just profound and incredible. She's had such a life and she can, you know, I love her so much.
Since we got married, I've never made a decision without asking her what I should do. And I generally do what she says. Yeah.
I sometimes call her.
Yeah, I know.
I will literally be like, I need the big guns for this decision. Yep. And that's Jessica.
Yep. Like, she'll tell you.
I know. It's true. It's so funny because like we talk in our, you know, whatever, our regular day to day of what, and then it'll be like, this one's for Jessica. Like this.
Yeah. This is above my pay grade. You got to talk to my wife. Absolutely.
Okay. Did family travel with you to some jobs? And how did you carve out family time? We're kind of talking about all of this.
Okay. Yes. My family, before my kids went to school, all right, they came with me a lot. Mm-hmm. That was easy. Once they started going to school, it got tougher. So if I was working in the summer, they would want to go. I did a movie in Paris where, I would have taken them out of school to go because I think they could have learned more there than they would have learned in school. But I didn't have to. I guess it was during the summer. I don't remember anymore.
Incredible.
But, you know, and when you work, you don't work every day. I mean, if you're not the star, you don't work every day. And I have never been the star. So, thank you. Mm-hmm. But so I would work like 2 or 3 days a week. And, the other days I'd just be learning lines and sometimes I'd be going out with the family and, you know, but then once they got their own friends and they started getting involved in sports, you know, they wanted to stay home, which I thought was appropriate.
Very appropriate. Yeah. Okay. What other jobs, we kind of talked about this, have you had besides acting?
Oh, okay. I started out working as a teller at the San Juan Bank in Culver City, no longer there.
Wow.
Then I think I was making at the time $3.10 an hour.
Wow.
As a teller.
Wow.
Then I got an opportunity to be a shoe salesman at the Roots shoe store in Westwood. And Roots, used to sell shoes. And
do they not anymore? Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I don't know what they do anymore, but it was a fun job. I did that when I found out Elvis had passed away at the Roots shoe store.
Wow. Big moment. Yep. You remember? Those are the moments that happen in our lives where you'll never forget
where
you
were. I know where I was. Yep.
Yeah.
And then I became a realtor and I sold real estate. But when times were tough, I sold real estate. I sold home security systems door to door at the same time.
Wow.
And there was a point where interest rates went very, very high and nobody was buying and nobody was selling. And it was my lowest point. I applied for the job as a busboy at a restaurant in Santa Monica Canyon, if anybody knows where that is. And they came out and they said, well, you're qualified, but you're too old to be a busboy. And 1 week later, I got a pilot that turned into a series. And
wow.
I was at my lowest. I mean, that was it. That was it. That this was really.
This is what I would say. When you humble yourself to the universe, which.
Did you just say the universe? I'm sorry. Did my friend Tim just refer to the universe?
Yeah.
What has happened? Tim, what have I done to you?
I've obviously had the impression of my woo friend Maggie.
I'm so sorry. Okay, go on.
Go ahead, Tim.
Yes,
busboying is pretty humbling work.
Yes.
So, and then boom, you get a pilot.
Yeah. Yeah. But like magic. It was like magic.
Incredible.
It was, you know, yeah, incredible.
Which and to turn that into a story about me, but I truly resisted.
Go for it.
What?
What is it? What happened?
So, humbling yourself to the universe. I have a serious similar experience, not for busboying, but back in the days when I was trying to be just a jobbing actor, I could not get a job to save my life. Mm. And I know it's shocking.
It was before I'm not shocked yet. I'm waiting, but not okay. Right now I'm with you. I'm with you.
I have a buddy who had a furniture moving business.
Mm.
And he's like, look, you want to come move furniture? He worked for a designer. So you would move designer furniture into rich people's houses in Beverly Hills. And he was like, I'll give you $60 a day if you want to move furniture. And I was like, and I just went, okay, fine, universe. You win. I'm back to manual labor. Fine. The next day, I got an audition for a job. This was when I could not get three jobs in a row.
Right.
If I could just get three guest spots in a row, I can get ahead of my bills and I'll be okay. And I got a job with a warrior princess.
Oh, wow.
And I did 6 episodes. Oh. I think so. That was the start of I was working after that.
Now that we're in the thick of summer, you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals to support sunny, active days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal, can help you fuel up fast with flavorful and nutritious ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You will save time, eat well, and stay on track reaching your goals. Too busy with summer plans to cook but want to make sure you're eating well? With Factor, skip the extra trip to the grocery store and the chopping, prepping, and cleaning up too, while still getting the flavor and nutritional quality you need. Treat yourself to 34 plus weekly restaurant quality options like bruschetta, shrimp risotto, green goddess chicken, and grilled steakhouse filet mignon ready in just 2 minutes. They offer delicious, flavor-packed options on the menu each week to fit a variety of lifestyles from keto to calorie smart, vegan and veggie, and protein plus. Round out your meal and replenish your snack supply with an assortment of 45 plus add-ons, including breakfast items like their delicious apple cinnamon pancakes, bacon and cheddar egg bites, and potato bacon and egg breakfast skillet. Or for an easy wellness boost, try refreshing beverage options like cold pressed juices, shakes, and smoothies. They kind of offer everything, you all. Like, it's really, really, really good. With Factor, you can rest assured you're making a sustainable choice. They offset 100% of their delivery emissions, source 100% renewable electricity for their production sites and offices, and feature sustainably sourced seafood in all of their meals. That means the world to me, by the way. This July, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered to your door ready in just 2 minutes. No prep, no mess. It's true. That's the part I like too. We're busy this summer, right? Head to factormeals.com/pineapple50 and use code pineapple50 to get 50% off. That's code pineapple50 at factormeals.com/pineapple50 to get 50% off. 50% off. That's a huge discount. I absolutely adore Olive & June. They're all about making your nails look fabulous and having fun doing it. Olive & June is the ultimate destination for the cutest, trendiest, and most easy-to-use nail products out there. And did you know that they offer the Manny System, a complete all-in-one kit that brings the nail salon experience right to your doorstep? It's like having a personal nail artist in your home. The Manny System comes with everything you need to achieve a flawless manicure, including the iconic poppy handle, which makes it super easy to paint your nails like a pro. And the best best part, their polishes come in a wide range of adorable shades that suit every mood and occasion and season. I love that. Whether you go for like cute, playful look or something more elegant and sophisticated, Olive & June has got you covered. It is so beautiful. Their colors are so rich and so beautiful, even their neutrals. And if you're not sure where to start or need some inspiration, their website and social media are full of cute nail art ideas and tutorials. My favorite part about Olive & June is all their celebration of self-care and making time for yourself. Olive & June's Mani System has everything you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. You can customize it with your choice of 6 polishes that don't chip and they last 7 days or more. And each manicure breaks down to $2 a manicure. That's $2, guys. $2. Plus, we can't forget to talk about their award-winning cuticle serum and acetone-free polish remover pot. All of this comes in one box. You get everything in one box. I love, love the cuticle serum. If you're interested in an affordable, adorable nail kit, Olive & June is the right choice for you. Visit oliveandjune.com/pineapple for 20% off your first Mani System. That's Olive & June, oliveandjune.com/pineapple. PINEAPPLE for 20% off your first Mani System.
Did you like New Zealand?
God, it's one of the most gorgeous places in the world. Other than I would say parts of the UK and Ireland.
Wow. Right. And you like to fish too, right? You love to fish.
I wasn't fishing at the time, but...
Oh.
What an incredible... You're like, I'm about to begin moving homes and now I'm going to New Zealand to do...
I know.
6 episodes of a show. That is... These stories are crazy.
No, see, I always do credit that moment of me going, okay, I humble myself to the universe. There, I said it twice for you, Maggie.
Oh, you've said it 3 times, Tim. I'm keeping a little tally.
So do with it what you will. And that was when the universe provided.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Like, okay, I'll do the Andy Kaufman and apply for a busboy position.
Right.
And boom,
incredible.
Look.
I love these stories, you all.
Again,
what
I would say to people listening, because it's true of anything, you know, for something good to happen, sometimes it seems like it takes a miracle. You need a miracle.
Yeah.
I used to think to get a job, I needed a miracle. But miracles actually do happen. They do happen. No matter what you're doing, you know, they happen. You just have to be available. You have to be out there. You can't sit at home.
No.
You can't hope it happens. You got to be available. You got
to
be.
I almost would say you have to believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to believe in those mirrors. I'm with you. They happen. They happen. They happen. And like sometimes even in the moment, you're like, wow, this is kind of, but it's when you look back and you think like, holy shit, that happened. That was a miracle I'd never thought.
That's right.
I didn't think, but I do believe in miracles. And I think that's true. What you said was true of like, you can't do it by sitting at home. It's what we talked about with this book that we both love called The Magic of Believing, which is, it's very practical. It's not like, oh, I'm just going to sit here and, you know, intend for something to happen. You put motion into it. You put momentum into whatever that is, the intention is, even if that's, I need to take care of myself, so I'm going to go apply to be a busboy, and boom, the miracle comes. Like it's incredible.
Believing encourages you to put your best self forward. That's what believing does, because it's worth it. If you believe, then it's worth it to put yourself out there because you truly believe something can happen.
This has been a very inspiring.
You're so happy.
I'm losing it a little. I love this.
And I'm going to be running for president.
Yes, Kurt,
or Prime Minister.
Well, Marianne Williamson and I are.
Running together. Okay, yes. What about you? Do you want, these are very tough and interesting questions. What about you? Do you want to be remembered for?
Oh, it would not be anything to do with show business. Mm-hmm. It would be that I was a good father and a good husband.
That's what I want to remember. I knew you were going to say that. Yeah. Okay. I think my next question for you is the best. It tops all of the others. What sea animal do you identify with and why?
All right. I have an admission to make. I sent that in just so. I could answer it.
That's You're joking. Timing.
Yes, I am joking.
Oh, no, my God. That is the correct thing to do. That wouldn't
surprise Yes, it is. Okay. I almost would, but it wouldn't be that because this is a hard to answer. You know what? The otter.
Oh.
The otter. They're kind of cute.
Adorable.
Yes, but they can be vicious. They eat. You know, they attack. But most of the time, they're really good with their hands. And they go like this. And they, you know, and they roll around. And they lie on their backs in the water. They go, you know.
They love the belly tickle.
Just yeah, like. They love the belly tickle. And they just cuddle. And they just seem so. That's
oh my
me.
God. That's me. You.
Yeah.
There's like another question, but I don't want to ask it because how are we going to beat that?
Well,
we can switch to the order. All right. Last question. That was so, it's really touching, Kurt.
Thank you.
Yeah. What is your favorite summer activity? Oh, I know the answer to this. I think it's your favorite all the time activity.
It's golf.
Yeah.
Golf. And I'll tell you why. I can tell you why. I could talk for another hour about this.
Hey, come back. Because we got...
Because inside of every golfer is a better golfer. And you're just trying to find that person.
Ooh, so you're like up against yourself.
I'm up against myself. It's so hard. It's such a hard game. Mm-hmm. It's such a hard game. I if I was good at it, I think I'd be disappointed. Because I love the fight. I love the struggle. I love the self-loathing. I love the feeling of complete doom and gloom I get on the golf course because I have to overcome it. I have to overcome it and find my smile.
You know, Maggie, we may have pivoted, but I got to say, we are truly, the psychologists are truly in today.
My God, you guys are in today.
Yeah, you have made me... plumb the depths of some of my greatest fears and joys. I can't thank you enough.
Have been a dream as always, Kurt. Because
don't make me cry.
You are. We love you so much, and I like this is a big episode. This is a big, you know. We're in it. Yeah. We're pivoting, as Tim said, and like it. Last week we were just like, who are we going to talk? Oh, of course, we know who we're talking to. It's Kurt. So,
you know, that's one of the main reasons that I agreed to do Grand Illusion was just because you were going to be in it and I wanted to work with you.
Stop it.
Rodriguez.
Yes.
Wait, we have to talk about theater for just a second.
We can talk about theater.
So, okay. Kurt Fuller, this play that I just saw you in, and Tim, I get why you wanted to do a play.
I really wanted Tim to see it. And because
I'm so sorry I can make it out to the East.
You were so good in Grand Illusion, by the way. You were so good.
I still have lines. I was good. You were fantastic.
Oh.
I still have your line readings in my head for certain. Like
incredible.
To build with. And what you the real beast.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
that was fun. We had fun.
It was just fantastic.
We really did.
And then I got lucky to do the first play I had done kind of since my childhood with Kurt as well, called Greedy.
Was not the first play you'd done as an adult.
It was.
You were fantastic.
I had not been on stage since I was in Kentucky when I was like a teenager.
I cannot believe that. Having seen in that play, I cannot believe that. You were so good.
And you know, I say this in the most benign way as possible, but I play an older man who you are, you know, really toying with.
Manipulating. Yeah.
But I fell in love with you during those dinner scene every night.
I'm going to cry.
I did. I fell in love with you every time.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
I really
accomplished.
Did. Yeah. Well,
that was a really, fabulous. Can I be honest? Like that's the scene I go to when I remember Greedy. There were lots there was a lot to do in that. It was all over the place. Like it was so, I miss that feeling. I miss being on stage and I miss that feeling of like telling a story, beginning, middle and end, going on like a journey with all of us together every night. Like it's such an incredible experience. But that, when I think back on Greedy, I go, to one scene.
And when I think of Grand Delusion, I think of Timmy. And I also think of you. There's a point where I'm in bed and I'm hallucinating, and you come to me and you have this roaring British voice. Was just genius. It was, I just waited for it every night. It was so good.
Oh, God. I remember I was so floored. I was so floored seeing that play. Honestly, it's what sort of, I think, inspired me to want to even throw my hat in the ring. And then, you know, James was so generous when Greedy came along. I mean, it was such a role. Like, they had done a couple other plays, but I felt so, I don't know, I was really honored. And then,
Go ahead. What? No, I just recommend everybody, even if you do a little community play, do, you know, you won't even believe what happens to you if you get on stage and challenge yourself. No matter how afraid you are, you just won't believe it. It will change your life.
It did. It does.
Yeah.
And anyway, to add to that, I was lucky enough to be able to get to New Haven. No.
Bradford.
What's it called? Bramford. Connecticut. Bramford. Okay.
Bramford,
Connecticut. To see this play that was so Kurt Fuller, like, it's you know, it's your play. And it was like Tim. I mean, Tim knows. I told him about it, but you were mesmerizing.
She texted me as soon as she saw it and said this.
Really?
Yeah. It just, I was blown. I almost can't even speak now. I saw it in June. And I think, I mean, the whole cast was really wonderful to play. Master really of were. Puppets. Yeah, everybody's really wonderful. But they're from the time you walked on the stage and all of the levels and the nuances, effortless. And that's a complicated character, and there's a lot of shit to do with it. And you were you just were at ease. And that, as an audience member, like, that's when we're in, right? We're like with you on this thing. Yeah. And like, you were so in that, so in it. I couldn't take my eyes off of you.
It's interesting that, you know, here I am. I'm almost, in September, I'm going to be 70. Okay.
No.
Please. I'm old as the hills. I've been acting since college, okay? Since I was 19.
Yeah.
That, finally, after 50 years, was the first time on stage, really almost in front of the camera, that I've been completely relaxed the whole time. Never a second of tension. Never once. Never had to think about where are my hands. I just could be still. I was still. Yeah, I don't even know how it happened, but it only took 50 years.
Well, you're
it only
that
took
good.
50 years. You're I mean, good. Well, I mean, but it just shows you, you know.
It was absolutely incredible.
And oh well,
I love that we got to have a little theater talk, and also the fact that you're turning 70 next month, and also. It's also someone else's birthday on Saturday.
Oh, Tim.
Yeah. Somebody else.
Happy birthday to you. I can't
happy
sing it.
Come on, Kurt. Yes, you can. You. I heard you in the music.
Happy birthday, dear Tim.
Next month in a couple
of days. Happy birthday. Oh, my God.
Happy birthday to you. July, August, September. Yeah. Yay, Tim. It's
good. Wait, Kurt, September what?
16th.
The day
before. I knew this was the day before my wife's. I knew that.
And the day before my brother's, because your wife and my brother's for everything.
That's right. Wow. Well, our parents had sex at similar times.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, that's what it is, Maggie.
That's the truth. That is the truth. I know it. I know
it's a G-rated podcast, but I don't think I'm saying
not when you're on.
Look, you look like the silver fox you are. How could I not?
Seriously, you look, you all, you know what? We look good.
Well,
we're a good looking group.
I've looked better, but I look pretty good. Yeah.
I've looked better too, but I look all right now.
You look great. You all do. And Tim, I got to say,
Tim,
this is a revelation to me. I mean, I don't want to speak out of school or anything, but you seem like 1,000% improved. Oh,
speak away. Speak out of school, in school, out of care. Just
keep you really do. You really do. And you look better. You're very present. It's really encouraging.
Yeah.
I think the longer I stay away from you, the better you're getting.
All right, team. Yes, go ahead, Tim. Sorry.
I would say that's very tempting, but I don't like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come back.
All right. I'll be there. You. I'll be back. I'll be back next month.
But I'll still
know. We'll see each other.
Please come see me in the flesh.
I will.
I need a cup.
Love you so much, Kurt.
Oh, and this has thank been so you fun.
For your time and wisdom and for going there and being yourself, which is just so open and so real and so like it just we love you so much. We love you so much. Yeah.
It has been my pleasure.
Next time you come back, I want to hear about the Village Theater you've opened.
Yes.
I'm not joking at all.
I'm sure somebody is looking for an American to do a role here. I'm sure.
Why don't you open the theater and these Americans will come over and join you?
I'm here to play golf.
I know the first play.
Well,
I have an old Dramalog in my. I was going through my old paperwork that I found from my parents' house, and there was an article from a show I did in 1995, one of my first big jobs, and on the other side of the article. Is, I kid you not, a picture of Kurt Fuller with an article about Kvetch.
Oh, yes.
I think I sent a picture of this to you.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I love this. Yeah,
well, we'll talk about Kvetch next time.
Okay.
But that's
everybody will be fascinated because it was 150 years ago.
Still.
That's why everyone in the village is going to want to see it.
They probably will.
There's not a lot of people. I doubt there's anybody else in that village who could play that role.
I don't think there is. You're absolutely right, Tim. But that's for another podcast.
You're going to be like Jimmy Tyrone in Long Day's Journey.
Yes, exactly.
You'll be cursing the play that made you $1 million, yet you were fettered to your entire life.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Thank you.
Well, for today, we will save this for next, because Kurt, we will absolutely have you back. And
okay,
we love you. We love you. I love you. We just thank you for joining us. And
it was my pleasure.
And diving into all this. Yeah.
Great. And I'm so happy you made this move to the UK. And
yeah,
I can't wait to come visit you there. And
you're invited.
And live
in your Everyone's invited.
Everyone's invited. Did we're going to post this on Instagram. Okay. Absolutely. Everyone's invited.
Put my address on there. Yes.
Yeah.
Stop by.
I'll sleep in the barn. I don't even need indoor plumbing.
Well, it pretty much is a barn, so it's just a fancy barn.
My heaven. Okay, I love you both.
All right, love you guys.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of The Psychologist Herein, and thank you, Kurt, for stopping by, and thank you for all of your insight and takes on all the things. As always, don't forget to follow us on our Instagram at The Psychologist Herein and our Twitter at Psychologist Pod. Plus, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/psychologistherein for full video episodes of the pod and ad-free eps. Next week, Tim and I are tagging it up, and we're going to be talking about our favorite memories and our favorite place, Vancouver.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.